Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Worthy to be glorified, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified, worthy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified, worthy. Faithful are you, faithful are you, faithful are you, Lord, faithful are you, Lord, you are so faithful. Glorious are you, glorious are you, glorious are you, Lord, glorious are you, Lord, you are so glorious. You are worthy to be glorified, you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy to be glorified, worthy. Good morning, Winning Warriors. Good morning, mommies in the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord for the gift of this beautiful morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Today is March 20. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord forever. Hallelujah to the Lord forever. We say hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I am, that I am, the God of glory. He who is, who was, and who is continuing to be. Blessed be your name in Jesus' name. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Lord, we worship you. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. This morning, we want to pray for our household. We want to sincerely tell the Lord that, God, we are here again for your mercy. We are here again for your grace and your strength. So we are going to pray and we are going to read from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. It says, be strong and be of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid for them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. That is the word the Lord is giving us this morning. That is the word of the Lord for us today. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear. Do not be afraid of anyone. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. It is no other person. It is God the Almighty himself. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Oh, how can we say hallelujah to the Lord? This is the word that the man of God, Moses, gave to the children of Israel as he rounds up the book of Deuteronomy, charging them to go forward and overcome. Today, I charge you in the name of the Lord to go forward and overcome. By divine arrangement, you shall be strong and of good courage. Receive courage and strength for our household this morning in the name of Jesus. That this day we are strong, we are courageous, we have divine strength, physical strength, emotional strength, financial strength to withstand anything that comes our way, because God is with us. We receive courage. The fear, spirit of fear, will come against you today in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. So there's no reason to fear. We are set free. We declare ourselves set free. We declare our children set free. We declare our husband set free from the law of sin and death in the name of Jesus. For the Lord our God is the one who goes with us. I declare today that the Lord will go with my family. The Lord will go with my household. Everywhere we go today, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We are shielded, hidden away, hidden from harm with the great power of God. God in Jesus' name. Because the Lord God is with us, no need to fear. We come against anything, either though that has caused fear in the life of our husband. To ba je pe yan kon deru ba won l'office, any woman that has caused fear in their life, any man that is set to fear, we come against you in the name of Jesus. Principalities, wickedness, any boss, any co-worker, anybody that is a source of fear in their life, that will not let them to do the right thing, but to live in fear. Bible says he has come to deliver those that live in bondage of fear, so that we can serve him in holiness and with a faithful heart. Lord, we pray that our husbands are delivered from fear. They are delivered from fear in the name of Jesus. Fear of the economy, fear of the future, fear of what is going to happen. No, 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 Lord, no more fear in the name of Jesus. We pray for our children, adult children, young children, grandchildren. We pray in the name of Jesus, none of them shall fear. No more fear in Jesus' name. Any classmates that is strengthening them, any peer pressure that is making them afraid, any fear of the future, fear of where do I put my life, anything that is named in fear, we come against it. And to be on this note, receive the spirit of faith, receive the gift of faith for all of us. I will receive the gift of faith for our husband, receive the gift of faith for our children, receive the gift of faith in ourselves, a special measure of faith. Bible says if we have faith like a tiny seed of mustard, we are going to say to this mountain, move, and it's going to move. And the Lord has done it before. So we receive faith. Faith in the Lord. We don't want our faith to be in anything but in the Lord. And so now we come against any form of fire incidents in any home, in any company, in any market. Any of our products will not got fire in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray against fire incidents in any of our abode, in any of our businesses. We will not be in on the road. No accidents in that. No fire. No fire in Jesus' name. We come against any form of disruption of the evil one in the name of Jesus. We declare today a day of faith. We declare today a day of courage. We declare today a day of going into places. We declare today a day of receiving from the Lord. We declare that today the Lord will go before us, the Lord will come with us, the Lord will come behind us, and he will never leave us. He will not forsake us, because that is his word. Today is a fruitful day because we walk with the Lord. Today we are shielded, we are guided, we are directed, we move in faith. That major step, we are able to take it today. That major step, we are able to take it today. Our children go out in faith, and no harm shall befall them. No harm shall befall us. We shall not become history. We shall not be trodden by the devil. We are covered by the blood of the Lamb. On the hair, we are covered. On the road, we are covered. On the sea, on the rail, in our own private vehicles, in public vehicles, even on bike, anywhere we are, in keke, anywhere, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Because why? The Lord, our God, is with us, and he will never, ever forsake us. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you because you are awesome. Thank you because your word is here. Thank you for Jesus' name we worship. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.